Coal mining is also a tradition in commentator Natasha Watts' family in Letcher County, Kentucky.
I've grown up surrounded by coal. I'm in the third generation of a family of miners. My grandfather used to crawl through spaces not even 3 feet tall in the mines. I understand the danger involved in mining. Here in Blackie, Kentucky, I can hear the raspy voices of retired miners with black lung. But mining coal puts food on our tables and clothes on our backs. When I saw the images on TV from West Virginia of families huddled at the entrance of the Sago mine, waiting for word of their loved ones, it broke my heart. I had seen the same images before, an old video from a mine disaster in my hometown. In 1976, there were two explosions at the Scotia mine in Letcher County, Kentucky. 26 people died, some in the first explosion, others 2 days later in a second explosion when they went to investigate the mine. One guy I know was young back then. He lost his best friend in the explosion. He worked as a miner too, and he went right back underground the next week. He was a miner, and that's what miners do. I find it hard to believe that something that happened 30 years ago can still happen today. Mining is still one of the few jobs in this area with a salary big enough to support a family. It was really hard for me to decide to go to college. I could have gotten a job as a secretary at a mining company. That's what my cousins did, the girls. My cousins who were guys went into the mines. The starting salary of a miner can be $50,000 a year. I'm working two jobs and taking loans to pay for college. At times it seems like it would be easier for me just to work and forget about school. Even when I do get a degree, there won't be many jobs for me back home. I've seen friends leave college because they can make more money mining. I think all the time about whether I should stay here. It's hard to explain to outsiders the connection I feel to the mountains. I want to stay because I don't want to leave my family. And there's something about being from here that means I know who I am, and I won't be understood anywhere else. For my parents and grandparents, mining wasn't something you talked about. It was something you did. Talking about it meant they might actually leave the mountains, which they didn't like to think about. I have to make a choice. No matter what I choose, I love where I come from, and coal will always be a part of who I am. This is what my life is. Coal, mountains, and family.
Natasha Watts is a student at Eastern Kentucky University. Her commentary was produced by the Appalachian Media Institute and Youth Radio, and it's one of many views we're hearing after the disaster in West Virginia. If you go to our website, npr.org, you can read an essay by the author Homer Hickam about growing up in a coal mining town.